The musty room was filled with scrolls and ancient-looking books. Sitting on the floor was a boy, about 11 or 12 years old. He was reading by the light of a lantern.
"Your helper and guide," Merlin said to Jack and Annie.
The boy looked up. He had a friendly, freckled face and dark, twinkly eyes. He broke into a big grin.
"Arf, arf," he said.
"Teddy!" cried Annie.
Jack couldn't believe it. Their helper was the young sorcerer who was training as Morgan's apprentice. Merlin, for once, looked surprised.
"You already know each other?" he asked.
"Yes, we met a while ago when I accidentally changed myself into a dog," said Teddy.
"Morgan wanted to teach Teddy a lesson," explained Annie. "So she sent him with us on 4 treehouse journeys before she changed him back into a boy. He saved us on the Titanic, and he saved us from a buffalo stampede."
"And from a tiger in India," said Jack, "and a forest fire in Australia." "Wondrous journeys indeed," said Merlin. "I am glad you are already friends. Your friendship may help you on this mission."
"What is our mission?" asked Annie.
"We are now in one of the outlying realms of Camelot," said Merlin. "Beyond these woods lies the castle of a duke."
Merlin leaned forward as if he were about to tell them something really scary.
"It will be your mission," he said, "to bring order to the duke's castle."
Merlin sat back in his chair. His gaze was calm, but a fierce light shone in his eyes.
"Bring order to a castle?" thought Jack. "Is that all?"
"Who messed it up, sir?" asked Annie.
"You will find out soon enough," said Merlin.
"We accept our assignment gladly," said Teddy.
"The mission will be done without fail."
Merlin fixed his gaze on Teddy.
"Perhaps," he said. "But a warning, my boy. You are hasty and careless with your magic rhymes. On this mission, you must choose all your words wisely." "Indeed I will," said Teddy.
Merlin turned to Jack and Annie.
"And a warning to you, too," he said. "You are about to enter a tunnel of fear. Proceed onward with courage, and you will come out into the light."
"Tunnel of fear," Jack thought. Merlin picked up the lantern and handed it to Teddy.
"The Duke's castle lies to the east. Go quickly," he said. "Order must be restored as soon as possible."
Teddy nodded at Merlin. Then he turned to Jack and Annie.
"To the Duke's castle," he said,
and he led them out of the heart of the yoke.